Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Merry Christmas, everyone. It is a joy to gather in this way together tonight. Well, I hate to say it on such a lovely occasion as this, but in participating in this Christmas Eve service, you all have become accomplices in a break-in. I'm serious, and here's what I mean. Later in the Gospels, the same Jesus who we heard was born this night will tell us that the arrival of the kingdom of God is like a thief who comes in the night. That's this story. Christmas is that story of the kingdom of God coming like a thief in the night, a thief who sneaks into the world by way of a young virgin named Mary, laboring alone in a barn. There are other accomplices here tonight. We're not alone. The shepherds are here too, although it's a pretty lousy crowd to be caught up in. If you didn't know, a little known fact about shepherds is that these guys were so untrustworthy and such scoundrels in the ancient world that they were not allowed to testify under oath in a court of law. That's the company we keep on Christmas night, shepherds. But this is the night. This is the night when we witness God's desperation in finding us, God's desperation towards us, in God's desperation breaking through towards us. Tonight we witness God opening up the cracks of our worn-out hearts and sneaking in like a quiet thief in the night and dropping down a word, the word, Emmanuel, God with us. Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But let's back up, right? So the story of this break-in begins with a decree from the emperor, a decree that a census has to be taken in the land. And something you should know about this decree is that a census in these days, in these ancient times, is not something that happens every 10 years as a part of a bureaucratic machine. No, in those days, a census is a rare and dreaded event. Because the only time a king or a ruler like Caesar sends up a decree that it's time for a census is when that king is preparing for war. That's the reason you call a census in those days, to take stock of the able-bodied men who will be conscripted and take stock of the goods throughout the land that will feed your war machine. So that's what the census is that's called up. In fact, go back and read First Chronicles. King David gets in a lot of trouble with God for calling up a census for exactly this reason, because it leads to war and violence and death in the land, all of which, it turns out, God is very against. So when the census is called in our gospel, the results are frenzy and chaos. Right? Refugees cascading through the landscape, people moving and traveling to their hometowns, filling up guest rooms and inns and barns. The story of the kingdom of God breaking into the world, Christmas, our story, it begins just as the hatches are being battened down at the fortress, just as the rulers of the world are doing what they always do to consolidate power and prepare for violence. And all the meanwhile, people are scurrying around and making preparations. And that's the perfect time for a break-in. And this event occurs in the least of all expected places, right? Like water finding a tiny crack of rock and exploiting that crack. The kingdom of God sneaks into the world in flesh and bone by way of a girl named Mary. A girl who is a refugee laboring quietly alone in her in-law's barn. And yet this is the night. This is the night where the unexpected place happens, the unexpected thing happens, that God is born, that God sneaks in to human life. And here's the mystery of this thing. That just in witnessing this work of God, just in hearing the story, just in singing, we become caught up in it. Even here on Zoom, when we're so far away from one another, even here, just in hearing the story, we become accomplices to this work of God. We start finding ourselves doing it alongside of God. We start working to break down the walls that are built between peoples. We all know that 2020 has been a very hard year. But my favorite thing about this job is that I get a chance to witness God sneaking in all the time. And even here in a year that has so battened down the hatches everywhere, God keeps sneaking in. I recently learned of a story of one of our members here at the church who, this person found themselves in such a dark depression after months of stay-at-home orders. But one day, kind of out of the blue, another member of the church called and said, "You know, I have a feeling that something isn't right. Why don't you come over, get a cup of coffee, distance on the patio with masks on, and let's talk." And I heard it. The first words spoken to this person were, "I've been there. You're not alone. Let's find some help." Somehow, the kingdom of God breaks in. And we could go on and on about this, right? Together in Advent, we witnessed this break-in over and over again as four of our members reflected on their experiences of God breaking in, right? Of their hearts pierced. If you haven't listened to the Advent reflections from Nancy or Susan or Jeff or Joanne, go back and listen, because the kingdom is breaking in. This is the night. And this is why on Sunday mornings, here in this strange land of Zoom worship, when we can't share a word of peace by a hug or a handshake, we've taken to doing this funny thing of unmuting the congregation. And it's always a frenzy, right? My two-year-old is taken to shouting, "Peace!" during this. It's loud and chaotic. But there again, we find God breaking in with a word of peace and catching us up into that momentum of that work. Because here's the thing about the sneakiness of God tonight, right? Christ is not born once in a historical place in a manger. No, the birth of God into the world is now. And in hearing this gospel, God's birth among us, peace and hope is born now in this fortress of this broken heart. And it changes us. It transforms us. It turns us into water in the cracks of the world's defenses, right? And here in the gospel, we become the way that peace finds its way into a world that is hell-bent on violence and loneliness and death. This is the night. This is the night when we become accomplices in God's mysterious work of peace. With every angel we meet in the sky, with every unmuted hollering of peace on Zoom, with every encounter of Scripture, the kingdom is breaking in. In a few moments, after we do a little bit more singing, we're going to read the Gospel of John. And I invite you to light a candle and dim the lights around you. I'm going to read the Gospel kind of slowly tonight. Here in the loneliness of Zoom worship, here in the darkness, yes, even here, God is penetrating our defenses and breaking in like a thief in the night. And in our hearts, in our souls, and in our world, peace is born this night. And we say, thanks be to God. Amen.